有一个人他见证写说呢，当晚在规模不大的快餐厅里头呢，总共有三个食客。
So someone had written in a testimony that in early evening in a small restaurant, there were three customers.
一位老人家，一个年轻人，还有我。
An old man and young man, a young man and myself.
或许呢，是因为客人不多的缘故，餐厅里的这个照明灯呢没有完全打开，所以呢显得有些昏暗。
And perhaps because there weren't so many customers, they didn't turn on all the lights, so it seemed kind of dim.
我坐在一个靠窗的角落里呢，独自小酌。
And I was sitting in a corner next to the window, sort of drinking to myself.
那年轻人呢，他手捧着一碗炸酱面呢，坐在靠近门口的位置，就跟这个老人家呢相对。
And this young man, he was holding a bowl of 炸酱面。Near the door, and it was pretty close to the old man.
我发现年轻人的注意力呢，似乎不在面条上。
However, I discovered that this young man's attention was not on his noodles.
因为呢，他眼睛的余光呢，一刻都未曾离开这老人家在桌边上的智慧型手机。
Because his peripheral vision seemed to be on this old man's smartphone.
事实证明了我的判断。
And I was right.
我看到当这位老人家呢再一次侧身点香烟的时候呢，年轻人手呢迅速而敏捷的伸向那手机，放进他的上衣的口袋里，并且呢试图起身离开。
And so when this old man turned to light his cigarette, this young man quickly grabbed his smartphone and put it in his pocket and started to leave.
老人家转身过来，很快发现手机不见了。
And so when this old man turned back, he discovered that his smartphone was missing.
他的身体呢稍微颤抖了一下，但是呢立即的平静下来，环顾四围。
So he trembled a little bit, but he looked around, and he was he calmed down.
这时候年轻人呢已经伸手开门。
And this young man was starting to open the door to leave.
老人家也似乎明白了什么，马上站立起来，走向门口的年轻人。
And this old man seemed to have discovered what's going on, so he got up and started to walk towards this young man.
我很替老人家担心，我认为以他的年老体衰，很难对付一个身强体壮的年轻人。
And I started to worry about this for this old man because I didn't think he was strong enough to overcome this young man.
没想到老人家却说：“哎，小伙子，请你等一下。”
And to my surprise, this old man said, "Young man, hold on."
年轻人愣了一下，怎么了
？And so this young man said, "What's up?"
是这样的，昨天是我的70岁生日，我女儿呢送给我一部手机。
So the old man said, "Well, it's like this. Yesterday was my 70th birthday, and my daughter gave me this, gave me a cell phone as a present."
虽然呢，我并不喜欢她，可那毕竟是女儿一番孝行。
And even though I'm not too crazy about this phone, it was a present from her to show her love.
我刚才呢就把它放在桌子上，可是现在它不见了。
And I had it here on the table, but now it's missing.
我想呢，它肯定是呢被我不小心碰到而掉落在地面上。
And I don't know, maybe I bumped it and it fell to the floor.
而且我的眼呢花的厉害，再说呢弯腰对我来讲呢也不是一件太容易的事。
But my eyesight isn't really good, and my back can't really allow me to bend down to find it.
能不能麻烦你帮我找一下？
Would it be okay if you would help me to look for it?
年轻人刚才紧张的表情消失了。
And so the young man was a nervous look had disappeared.
他擦了一把额头上的汗，对老人家说呢：“哦，您别着急，我来帮你找找看。”
So he wiped the sweat off his forehead and said, "Don't worry, I'll help you to look for it."
年轻人呢，弯笑腰，弯下腰呢，沿着老人家的桌子呢，转了一圈，再转一圈。
So this young man bent down and looked around the table.
然后呢，把手机递过来，说：“老人家，您看是不是这个？”
And then he gave him the cell phone and said.Is this the one you were looking for?
老人家呢，紧紧握住年轻人的手，激动地说：“谢谢，谢谢你，你真是不错的小伙子，你可以走了。”
And this old man held this young man's hand in excitement and said, "Thank you, thank you. This was what I was looking for. Now you may go."
我被眼前的一幕给惊呆了。
And I was shocked when, by what I saw.
年轻人走远之后，我过去对老人家说：“你本来已经确定手机就是他偷的，为什么不报警呢？”
So after this young man had left, I went to this old man and said, "Well, you were pretty sure that he took your cell phone. Why didn't you call the police?"
老人家的回答呢，使我回味悠长。他说：“虽然报警同样能够找回手机。”
And his answer made me think. He said, Although reporting to the police can help me find the cell phone,
但是呢，我在找回手机的同时呢，也将失去一种比手机要宝贵千倍万倍的东西。
But as I find my missing cell phone, I would lose something far more precious.
那就是宽容。
That is pardon.
遇到类似需要给人宽容的时候，你我。会怎么处理呢？
When we have an opportunity to pardon others, what do we do?
是不是信耶稣的比较容易宽容别人？
And is it true that the believers of Christ can forgive others more easily?
还是刚好相反？
Or the opposite?
有怎么样特质的人会自然地流露出这种宽容的生命？
And what kind of characteristics would cause a person to naturally forgive others?
什么是在基督里的活信心？
What is a living faith in Christ?
请先和我用中文来读雅各书第二章十四到第十九节。
Let us read in Chinese first, James chapter 2, 14 through 19.
然后跟Larry 弟兄一起用英文的读二十到二十六节。
And then we'll read in English 22 through 26.
来，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹自身肉体又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得饱，吃得饱，却有给他们身体所用的，这有什么益处呢？”这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。若有人说：“你有信心，我有行为。”你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。一位，你信得不错，
鬼魔也信，
却不担心。You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way,Was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
在一章二十二节，作者雅各鼓励收信的基督门徒不仅要听到，而且也当行道。
In chapter 1 of James, verse 22, the author encouraged the receivers of this letter not to merely listen to the word, but also do what it says.
在一章二十七节描绘出在神面前清洁没有玷污的虔诚是一个怎么样的生活。
And in verse 27, it describes a faultless and pure life in front of God.
到了二章十二节就直接陈述基督门徒的言行举止和每天生活是不是跟基督的救恩相称，你我都要面对神的审判。
And in verse 12 of chapter 2, it starts to talk about our actions and our salvation. They need to go together.
延续这些教导和事实，接下来雅各探讨了常常被混淆的信心和行为的关系。
And continuing from these facts, James wanted to talk about something that's often confused. That is faith and action.
第十四节，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？
In verse 14, it says, if someone claims to have faith but have no action, what good is that?
就像说有人说自己是信耶稣的，然而呢，周围的人都看不出那人是个基督门徒。
So it's like someone who claims to be a Christian, but nobody around him can tell that he's a Christian.
你说这样子的情景有什么益处呢？
What good is that?
第二个反问句，这信心能救他吗？
And then he asked, can this kind of faith save him?
意思就是说呢，这信心不能救他。
In other words, it cannot.
我猜想很多人可能迷糊了。
And so many of us may be confused.
我们不是借着信心相信接受耶稣基督而得救的吗？
Then we say that we, by faith alone, we are saved through Christ.
还是这里的救不是指那个领受耶稣十字架救赎的得救？
Or is it save here different from the salvation through Christ?
是不是有哪一个出了问题的？
What's the problem?
在雅各书甚至在整本新约圣经里头，动词救基本上是指人被拯救得永生。
In the book of James as well as the whole New Testament, the verb save means a salvation, to have eternal life.
尤其这里呢，是延续前面一章二十一节所说，纯温柔的心灵受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
And it continues on from chapter 1 verse 21, it says to humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
加上等一下呢会提到称义的事，因此呢这里的救肯定是指领受十字架救赎的得救。
And later on, it's we'll talk about righteousness. So the save here, it is indeed salvation.
那么雅各的教导和使徒保罗因信称义的教导冲突了吗？
So is James teaching different from what Paul teaches, that righteousness by faith?
有一个读经原则我们需要经常提醒自己。
So there's a Bible reading principle that we need to be reminded of.
当我们认为圣经内容有冲突矛盾的时候，问题是出在读的人身上，不在神那里。
If there is a seeming inconsistency in the Bible teachings, usually the problem is on the person, not on God.
我们再仔细读第十四节最后一句，信心能救他吗？
So as we look at the ending of verse 14, it says, can this faith save him?
我中文我读的对不对？
Did I read it correctly?
雅各怎么说的？
What did James say?
这信心能救他吗？
Can such faith save him?
指的就是前半段没有行为的信心。
And in other words, this kind of faith is the faith without action.
这种信心根本不是圣经所说的信心，这种信心当然不能救他。
And this is a different kind of faith from what the Bible describes. In other words, this faith cannot save him.
我们有没有认真想过你我的信心是个怎么样的信心呢？
So have we ever thought about what kind of faith we have?
前面先问了，没有行为的信心有什么益处呢？
And so it asked earlier that faith without action, what good is it?
这又表示什么意思？
What does that mean?
往下读第十五节的句子结构呢，和前面一节是一样，也是一个假设的例子。
And in verse 15, it's also an example, a supposition.
若是弟兄或是姐妹，指的是在主里的弟兄姐妹，赤身肉体又缺的日用的饮食。
Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food.
假设的事件就发生在基督门徒群体当中。
So this example occurs within the body of believers.
虽然没有直接指名道姓，因为呢只是一个假设，但却是呢收信教会弟兄姐妹所熟悉的行为模式。
No names were mentioned because it's only an example, but this is something that they are well aware of.
事实上，我们在阐述一个现象的时候，不也是常常用这种间接的方式来表达吗？
And in fact, a lot of times when we describe something, we use the same kind of pattern.
缺少日用的饮食不一定在此当天没有东西吃了。
Now, without daily food doesn't necessarily mean that the person has nothing to eat.
而更是指呢经常性的缺乏维持生命和基本健康的食物。
But rather, it means that this person lacks food on an ongoing basis.
就像呢赤身肉体不一定是指全身赤裸裸的，更是指呢没有足够的衣服来遮掩或者是御寒。
And without clothes doesn't mean naked, but rather not having enough clothing to keep warm.
一个贫穷人就站在大家眼前，就像呢前面第二节的情况，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服，没有足够衣服来换洗，也进你们的会堂去。
And earlier I mentioned an example of a poor man in shabby clothes standing in front of them, joining in their meeting.
第十六节，你们中间有人对他说：“平平安安地去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他身体所需用的，这有什么益处？”
And if one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but there's nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?
平平安安的去吧是原文的字面意思。
Go in peace, that's what was written in the original language.
用这样虔诚的圣经祝福语句，却没有相称的行为表彰，这有什么益处呢？
And to bless someone with this Bible blessing without the actions, what good is it?
愿你们穿得暖吃得饱的这 NIV 英文翻译好像是鼓励这些有需要的弟兄姐妹呢自个去找衣服自个去找食物。
Here in NIV it says keep warm and well fed. It seems to suggest that go and find food and clothing by yourself.
那但是中文的翻译是呢是祷告神呢供应他们的需求。用这样属灵的祷告祝福，却没有相称的行为表彰，这有什么益处呢？
To pray a spiritual prayer without the action, what good is it?
回应第十四节，没有行为的信心，有什么益处呢？
In response to verse 14, faith without action, what good is this?
对别人有什么益处呢？同时呢也在回应第十四节的第二个问题，这信心能救他吗？
And at the same time, it attempts to answer what's asked in verse 14. Can such faith save him?
对自己有什么益处呢？
And to oneself, what benefit does it bring?
我们不能不问自己，你我的信心是一个怎么样的信心呢？第十七节结论说：“这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。”
And in verse 17, it concludes that faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead.
从正面的角度来看，真实的信心强调的是我的信心可以如何带给别人益处。
And so, from a positive perspective, it means that what can this real kind of faith?
不仅仅是物质金钱上的帮助，也包括情绪精神上的资源。
Not only on materialistic, material things, but also emotional support.
更是呢属灵生命上的建造。
And also building up in spiritual life.
这跟领受恩赐一样，是为了身体的其他肢体的。
And this is similar to getting gifts from God to benefit.
很多时候我们太重视信心带给我自己有什么样的好处。因信称义，因信与神和好，因信得永生，因信上天堂，都是我。甚至呢我们去帮助别人的动机是因为呢在帮助人的时候正好可以满足我的某一些需要和一些隐藏的利益。
To the extent that the motivation for us to help others is to sort of benefit ourselves.
在基督里的信心，在基督里的活信心却是 付代价，自我牺牲。
But this living faith in Christ is one of self-sacrifice, by paying a price.
我们的长老团呢，正在拟定教会事工目标，还有这个经费预算。这阵子呢，长老们呢都呢多了不少白头发呢，或是少了不少头发。
So the elders either gained a lot of gray hair or lost a lot of hair.
为了基督的身体教会，你我愿意十一奉献吗
？And for the sake of Christ's church, are you willing to offer your 10% to tithe?
或是每年增加百分比，在2018年五年后呢，能够达到十分之一。
Or you would increase the portion you give in offerings, and by 2018 you can give 10%.
愿意投入参与教会的事工吗
？Are you willing to partake in the works of the church?
我有一长串的事工项目可以让你来挑选。
I have a long list of things for you to choose from.
在基督里的活信心是带给他人益处的。接下来第十八节是有关信心和行为的另一个问题，必有人说你有信心我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Now in verse 18 it continues to talk about another question regarding faith and actions. It says here, show me your faith without these and I will show you my faith by what I do.
有时候我做了我该做却没有做，或者是呢我的态度不好，或者是我说错了什么话。
Now, a lot of times when I have a bad attitude or I forgot to do something I was supposed to do or said something wrong.
Jennifer 呢就会当着我一个人的面呢不生气的说，有人呢怎么样怎样怎样。
Jennifer would tell me in my face, without getting angry that someone such and such.
是谁呢？
我
心里有数啊。
I know it's me.
这样说是不是就比较不刺耳了？
But it's a better way of saying it.
而且呢，Jennifer总是给我恩典。
Jennifer always gives me a lot of grace.
原文圣经是没有标点符号的。
Now, in the original Bible, there were no punctuation.
这有人说到底说了多少？中英文的这个结束引号呢都放在不同的地方。
So, when it talks about someone,
well, 按照英文的标点符号来理解所遇到的难处呢会比较少一点。
If we go with English translation, it's a bit easier to explain.
你有信心，我有行为呢是一个当时流通的观点。你不是指雅各，我也不是指那个反对的人。
And so you here does not refer to James, and I does not mean those who held an opposite view.
而是呢，指两种人，或者是两种观点，一人有信心，另一人有行为。
But it's just to talk about two different viewpoints. One has faith, the other one has deed.
意思是说呢，信心和行为呢是两个分开独立的实体，或者是呢说是呢是两种恩赐。
And in other words, the faith and actions are two entities or two different gifts.
这不是圣经的教导。
And this is not what the Bible teaches.
因此呢雅各提出挑战说，请把你没有行为的信心给我看，有那个证明或者是这种显示的含义。在座的你办得到吗？
Can you do that?
然而雅各早已经准备好，我要借着我的行为把我的信心给你看，证明给你看。
And James is fully prepared to show them his faith by what he does.
没有行为的信心像什么呢？第十九节，你信神只有一位，强调一神。另外的手抄本是写说，你信神是一位，强调呢神的合一。雅各回答说，你信的不错，可能呢带有一些些讽刺的味道。神只有一位或神是一位都是正确的陈述。然而只是相信这样的陈述又怎样呢？嘴巴重复宣告着又能如何呢？鬼魔也信啊，与神敌对的鬼魔也同样相信神只有一位或神是一位。然而鬼魔的反应是什么？却是战惊。至少鬼魔对那施行审判圣洁公义全能神的相信还有一点反应，战惊。人呢？人在乎神吗？
What about people? Do they care about God?
没有行为的信心不是更不如鬼魔吗？也很可能雅各在暗示认识神的鬼魔对神没有真实的信心。鬼魔他如何害怕神的审判而战惊？同样的，只是嘴巴空讲信心却没有行为的人，也当害怕神的审判而战惊。信心和行为可以是两个分开独立的实体吗？
So、can faith and actions be separated?
你我的信心是一个怎么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith do we have?
有一位 经验老练的登山者一心一意想要登上世界第一高峰。在经过多年的准备之后呢，他开始了他的旅程。但是呢，由于他希望完全由自己独得全部的荣耀，所以呢，他决定独自一人出发。他开始向上攀爬，然而呢，时间已经开始变得有些晚了。他非但没有停下来准备他露营的帐篷，反而呢继续向上攀登，直到呢四周变得非常黑暗。
But instead of stopping to break camp, he continued his climb.
山上的夜晚显得格外的黑暗，这位登山者呢什么都看不见。到处都是黑漆漆的一片，能见度是零，因为呢月亮和星星又刚好被云层给遮住了。即使如此，这位登山者呢仍旧继续不断地向上攀爬着。就在离山顶只有剩下几尺的地方，他滑倒了，并且呢高速地跌了下去。
Just a few feet from the top, he fell, and he fell down at a high speed.
在跌落的过程当中，他仅仅能看见的就是一些黑色的阴影，以及一种因着被地心引力吸引住而快速下向加坠落的恐惧感觉。
And in his high speed fall, all he could see was some dark shadows and the fear that overcame him from this fall.
他不断地下坠的。
He kept falling and falling.
在这极其恐怖的时刻里，他的一生不管好或坏，也都一幕一幕地显现在他的脑海中。他一心想着死亡是如何快速地接近他的时候，突然间，他感到系在他腰间的绳子重重地拉住了他。他整个人呢就被悬吊在半空中，而那个绳子呢是他唯一拉住的东西。在这种上不着天下不着地求助无门的境况中，他一点办法也没有。只好大声呼叫：“上帝啊，救救我！”
So he cried out, "God, save me!"
突然间，从天上有个低沉的声音回答他说：“你要我做什么？”
And there came a bold voice from heaven saying, "What do you wish me to do?"
上帝啊，救救我
！God, save me!
你真的相信我可以救你吗？
我
当然相信啊。
Of course I do.
那就把系在你腰间的绳子割断吧。
Then cut the rope around your waist.
在短暂的寂静之后，登山者决定继续全力抓住那根救命的绳子。
And after a short silence, the mountaineer decided to hold on to his rope.
后来这个搜救队报告说，他们在第二天发现了一个冻得僵硬的登山者尸体。
And later on, the search team reported that they found a frozen body.
他的尸体呢挂在一根绳子上。
And his body was hanging by the rope.
他的手呢也紧紧地抓住那根绳子。
And his hands were clenching the rope.
在距离地面只有十尺的地方。什么是相信神？
What does it mean to believe God?
什么是信心？
What is faith?
在基督里的活信心是信心和行为是分不开的。
Living faith in Christ is not separate from action.
那具体的说，在基督里活信心的内涵是指什么呢？
What is the meaning of this living faith?
或者是说呢，针对第十七节，信心若没有行为就是死的，是怎么样的行为衬托出信心才是活的呢？
Or in other words, in verse 17 it says, faith without actions is dead. So what kind of faith is alive?
第二十节，虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
In verse 20 it says, you foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?
雅各仍旧没有指明道信是谁，却指出呢，和他对话的是一个虚浮，字面意思是没有实质内涵的人。
But he points out this person as a foolish man. In other words, someone who is empty.
也就是呢，因着无知又固执，在道德行为上呢有缺陷的人。
Someone who's lacking morally, perhaps because of ignorance and stubborn.
前面行能过没有行为的信心是没益处的，是死的。
So earlier I mentioned that the faith without actions is useless, is dead.
第二十节呢，换了一个形容词，是没有用的。
And here in verse 20 it says it's useless.
相同的字呢，也出现在耶稣讲的比喻里头。
The same word appeared in Jesus' parable.
葡萄园需要工人做工，然而呢，马太福音第二十章三十节，约在四处出去，看见世上还有闲站的人。
The
那么有行为的信心是重，为什么有行为的信心是重要的？
So why is it important to...
什么是有行为？我们的主亚伯拉罕把他的坛上献在坛上，岂不是以行为称义吗？献以上的献以撒的事，以撒的事是亚伯拉，是耶和华神给亚伯拉罕和撒拉一起的成就。孩子出生的时候，亚伯拉罕140撒拉几岁？然而后来，神要亚伯拉罕把他独生的儿子所爱的以撒献为燔祭。和逻辑里是不通的。在摩利亚山上，顺服神的亚伯拉罕把坛给筑起来，把柴物给摆好。也把以撒给捆绑起来，放在坛的木材上。要不是神使者的干涉，亚伯拉罕是要把儿子以撒献在祭坛上的。这些我们都很熟悉。问题是，为什么这里说因行为称义呢？从第十六世纪宗教改革开始到现在，基督教会不都回到罗马书的因信称义吗？难道雅各和保罗的教导有冲突吗？
Again, is James teaching different from Paul's teaching?
同样有几个观念需要澄清。雅各书比罗马书早好几年 写成的。
James was written many years earlier than the book of
Rome. 因此呢，不能拿保罗称义的观念来理解雅各书。同时呢，雅各他所讲的称义呢，是延续犹太人对旧约的理解。
Also, the righteousness James talks about is the continuation of the righteousness for the Jews.
就像在马太福音第十二章三十六、三十七节，当审判的日子，要凭你的话定你为义，要凭你的话定你有罪。这跟雅各书第二章十二节在末日审判人被神如何判定是一致的观念。
And this goes with the judgment by the law mentioned in verse 12.
亚伯拉罕能够有献以撒的行为，他背后的动机和动力是第二十二节，可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
So the impetus behind Abraham's offering of Isaac is seen in verse 22, that his actions and his faith were working together.
这是亚伯拉罕因行为称义的基础。可能有人会问，那行为成全信心是什么意思呢？
And perhaps some would ask, what does it mean to be, for the faith to be completed by action?
难道亚伯拉罕的信心还不足够，需要加上行为才能够成全吗？
Is Abraham's faith, lacking somehow that he needs to complete it with his actions?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
在座的可能呢，有这样的经验。祖父母的
告诉你的小女儿、啊、你把手里的糖果给弟弟，等一下呢给你两颗糖。怎么知道小女儿对父母有信心呢？
So how do you know your daughter has faith in you?
当小女儿她顺服父母，把手里的糖给了弟弟，那就达到信心所要预期的目标。
When the daughter gives the candy to her brother, she accomplishes her faith by her actions.
看得见的顺服行为，把看不见的信心给表彰出来。这就是信心因着行为才得成全的含义。
This is what it means to complete the faith with action.
另外呢，这个并行呢是一个进行式的时态，表示呢亚伯拉罕的信心呢不限于一次性的想法改变。哎，我相信神所应许的。
And so this working together is an ongoing action. It's not just a one-time thing.
或者是说呢？啊、一次性的说了什么，像做了一个决志祷告。而是呢一股主动的力量，持续的用行为来表达对神的顺服。
But it's an ongoing, power to show that the person obeys God.
亚伯拉罕信心和行为并行的结果是第二十三节，第一，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
And the result of this faith is written in verse 23 that the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
再次提醒大家，雅各和保罗他是用不同的角度来理解创世纪第十五章第六节这句话。
And again, I remind you that James and Paul describe this from a different perspective.
第二十二、二十三节，雅各的着重点在于亚伯拉罕透过顺服神献以撒来表明他是一个有怎么样特质的人。
And so in verse 22 and 23, James wants to describe Abraham by what he does to show his faith.
他是一个对神有信心的人，他是一个神眼中的义人。
That he has faith in God, that in God's eyes he's credited as righteous.
亚伯拉罕信心和行为并行的第二个结果是呢，他又得称为神的朋友。
And the second result of this faith and action working together that he was called a friend of God.
严格来说，这句话不是引用旧约经文。虽然呢中英文圣经呢都翻译成朋友，就好像历代志下二十章第七节。
Even though the English and the Chinese both translated as friend, there's in Second Chronicles there's this description.
事实上，希伯来文的字面意思是所爱的，神所爱的。
In the original Hebrew, it means someone whom God loves.
但是不管怎么样翻译，都表达出亚伯拉罕跟神有一种特殊亲密的关系。第二十四节，这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
So in verse 24, it says you see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone.
读到这里，盼望我们都已经清楚明白，不能断章取义来和这个使徒保罗的因信称义做比较。每一个人都是单单靠着在基督里的信心得救称义，这是保罗他所强调的。
So again, Paul's emphasis is that everyone is justified by faith alone.
在基督里的信心一定会有顺服神的行为表现，来让世人看见，来让神用来判定这人是称义得救的，这是雅各所强调的。不是单因着信，是指那没有行为的信心。
So not by faith alone, this faith is the kind of faith that has no action.
那种没有益处、使得没用的信心，并不能被神称义。
So the kind of faith that has no action.
同时呢，在第二十四节整句话呢，在强调在基督里的信心和行为是分不开的。在基督里的活信心是会带给他人益处的。同时呢，这样的信心展现在顺服神。最后再举一个例子，第二十五节，妓女拉和接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？这个事件记载在约书亚记第二章第十一节，是拉合对神信心的表白，耶和华你们的神是上天下地的神，本是上天下地的神。
In verse 11 it describes Rahab's faith towards God, that she believes God is in heaven above and on earth below.
怎么知道这是活的信心呢？
拉
合冒着自己生命危险协助以色列的探子逃离耶利哥王的追杀。
Rahab risked her own life to help the spies to escape the king of Jericho.
在众多的圣经人物当中，为什么举这个例子呢？
So many Bible characters, why did James use this example?
即使连一个身份低微的妓女也可以活出在基督里的信心。每一个基督门徒也能活出相同的信心。第二十六节总结，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。所以我们该怎么样的回应呢？我想问自己，我有这种在基督里的活信心吗？对我们而言，信心并不是陌生的东西。我们都在运用信心过日子。有谁哪一位在坐下来之前呢，你检查过椅子的每一个螺丝都是拴紧的？你测试过这个材料呢没有疲乏到呢随时呢会断裂的？有谁在教会吃午餐之前呢会先把食物拿送去检验的？如果你还没有悔改相信接受耶稣基督的，我鼓励你来领受这在基督里的活信心。同时，既然神一直眷顾、保守、祝福属他的子民，盼望基督门徒我们也都活出在基督里的活信心。你知不知道，用这个活信心去见证、分享福音，肯定是大有能力的。让我们一起来祷告。是的，父神，我们谢谢你，你透过雅各把这段经文向我们，透过这段经文向我们每一个人说话，让我们思想我的信心是一个怎么样的信心，也知道说当我们相信接受耶稣基督的时候，那一个活生生的基督的生命已经在我们心中了，帮助我们，让我们用行为来显衬托出我们在基督里的活信心，也让我们的信心能够在生活里头表彰出我们乃是顺服神的人，更是让众人得到益处。我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。